Well, here in Spain, Brett Hansen joins us again this week. How are you doing, Brett?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Howard. What about yourself? How's everything going?
Well, I'm still hoping for some cooler weather. Well, we're around the end of August anyway. Well, last week we discussed the results of the UK government consultation following last year's autumn budget. We also mentioned using strategic financial planning to avoid unnecessary taxation. So, strategic financial planning, you use this term quite frequently, but what does it mean?
That's a good question, Howard. I would say strategic financial planning is very different to the kind of advice financial advisors were providing some years ago, when you would sit down with an advisor and they would simply sell you a product or a range of products depending upon what your needs were. For example, they may have recommended a critical illness policy in case you became ill and were no longer able to work, or a life assurance policy in case you pass away leaving a young family. Strategic financial planning is different to this because it's a process where we first have to really understand what it is that the client wants to achieve over the longer term. We then have to look at all their assets and see how best they should be structured to achieve their objectives and what steps need to be taken in what order to get the client to the position of being able to achieve these objectives. And this strategy can actually play out over several years, especially when talking to, say, UK residents wanting to move to Spain, because it's imperative that if we are restructuring UK assets in order to achieve their objectives, then the timing of the restructuring has to be correct in order to avoid what could be some quite horrendous tax consequences in Spain. For example, they may want to sell their UK main home, but if they get the timings wrong and sell it in the year that they move to Spain, then depending upon when in the year they move to Spain, they could find that the sale of this property is liable to capital gains tax in Spain, even though it was sold before moving here. Likewise, this could also happen if and when ISAs are encashed, as these are tax-free in the UK, but liable to tax in Spain.
This sounds quite systematic. Is there a process that you follow?
Well, strategic financial planning should consider your current specific situation, i.e. where you are now with regards to what assets you hold, your current income, and look at where you want to be in the future. It will analyse your objectives or goals, both lifestyle and financially, and then plot a route to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. For example, you may right now be listening to this broadcast on holiday here in Spain, or from your home in the UK, but are seriously considering moving to Spain in the next 6 months to 3 years. Strategic financial planning will analyse your situation and take you through the steps you need to take with regards to your finances, visas, etc., in order for you to be able to move to Spain. It will assist you in making the best financial decisions based on your needs and objectives, and best allocate your financial resources in order to plan for the future, so that you can maximise your enjoyment whilst living in, say, Spain. It should also look at the threats to you achieving your objectives and how to overcome them. I find, Howard, that for most clients, protecting their wealth is certainly a key consideration, especially for our retired expatriate clients. Many of them have worked very hard throughout their lives to get themselves in the position they're in, and they want to be able to enjoy what they have in their retirement, and not to lose it to tax, either when making the move to Spain or whilst living here. But protecting one's wealth goes much further than making sure we minimise tax. It's also about making sure it doesn't erode due to inflation and mismanagement. And it's also making sure that you're able to leave your assets to your loved ones with the minimum of complications and taxes.
How does Blevins Franks help clients protect their wealth from these threats?
Well, Howard, when it comes to inflation, nearly all of our clients are retired, and we totally understand that they do not want or can afford to lose their money, as they're not in a position to be able to go back to work. Of course, no risk often means no or very low returns, and this is a risk in itself, especially with the rising cost of living and taxes eroding the spending power of our money. And so I think most of us recognise or accept that for some of our assets, exposure to market movements does give us a better chance of outperforming inflation and producing what we would refer to as real returns over the medium to longer term. We therefore, as a company, stick to investments which have been around for a long time, and we understand exactly how they work, We avoid investments that we do not understand or which sound too good to be true. And so when it comes to inflation, we tend to combat this by investing in a broad range of what I would refer as traditional investments, such as cash for emergency needs, bonds, and equities. The composition of these assets would depend upon a client's specific attitude to risk. And we would diversify further by not only holding a good spread of investments in terms of asset classes, but also by geographical regions and market sectors, so that we're not overly exposing our clients' wealth to any single country or sector. We would also stick to fund houses or investment companies who have been successfully doing this for many, many years. And then when it comes to tax, Howard, there are a number of legitimate solutions available to assist in minimizing our clients' tax liabilities in Spain. But which solution or solutions a particular client should use and how they will interact with each other really does depend upon our client's objectives. But there are ways to minimize Spanish income tax, capital gains, and wealth taxes in the same way there are ways to legitimately reduce Spanish succession and UK inheritance tax. So by developing a strategic financial plan, we can look to minimize taxation on both the restructuring of our clients' assets and ensure that they're tax efficient whilst they're living in Spain, and tax efficient should they leave their assets to their loved ones.
How important is it to take personalized advice and make sure our financial planning is based on our own specific situation and objectives?
Well, Howard, I would suggest that personalised advice for financial planning is just as important as obtaining personalised advice for health. And whilst you can have, say, two individuals or two couples with similar objectives, for example, both could be living in the UK and looking to retire to Spain and in the not-too-distant future, when you delve deeper, it's likely to have differences with regards to the value and makeup of their assets, how much income they have and where it comes from, family dynamics with regards to children and stepchildren or family members, and how they would like to distribute their wealth on death. Even the timing of the move can make a significant difference. For example, the advice given to someone 1 month away from moving to Spain could be very different to someone looking to move in, say, 2 years' time. And so it's always important to get personalized advice by speaking to a qualified regulated advisor who specializes in being able to provide advice to meet your objectives and have the skills and resources to be able to provide best advice, whether you're living in the UK or Spain. So, Howard, for any listeners who could benefit from strategic financial planning, then I suggest they visit our website and they can arrange a meeting with a local Blevins-Franks advisor.
And the website is blevinsfranks.com.
That's right, Howard.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again shortly.
Thanks. Until next time. Bye now.